This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jammu and Kashmir today to lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in Katra. As part of it, Prime Minister Modi will dedicate Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla rail link project to the nation. The 272-kilometre project is a fully electrified section and comprises 36 tunnels and 943 bridges. The Chenab Bridge, the world's highest railway arch bridge, and India's first cable-stayed rail bridge, Anji Ghat Bridge, which are part of this project, will also be inaugurated by the Prime Minister. More from our correspondent.
This rail link project establishes all-weather seamless rail connectivity between the Kashmir Valley and the rest of the country, aiming to transform regional mobility and driving socio-economic integration. These Vande Bharat trains to be introduced between Katra to Srinagar have been designed with special technical features to facilitate smooth travel in the challenging climate conditions of the Kashmir Valley. The Vande Bharat is equipped with silicon heating pads and heating plumbing pipeline, which prevents water from freezing even at temperature below 0 degrees. With the introduction of this train service, the travel time between Katra to Srinagar will be significantly reduced by nearly 3 hours. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Katra.
The Army has launched Operation Shiva in Jammu and Kashmir, a comprehensive security initiative to provide foolproof security to the 38-day Amarnath Yatra, slated to commence on July 3. This annual pilgrimage, one of the most revered spiritual journeys, draws thousands of devotees to the sacred Amarnath Cave Shrine in J&K, located at an altitude of 3,888 meters. In the light of recent security challenges, including the terror attack in Pehelgam on April 22, the Army, in coordination with Central Armed Police Forces, J&K Police and the Sri Amarnath Ji Shrine Board, has deployed robust measures to ensure the safety of pilgrims. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will host the foreign ministers of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyz Republic, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan for the fourth meeting of the India-Central Asia Dialogue in New Delhi today. The ministers will discuss further strengthening of relations between India and Central Asian countries with particular focus on trade, connectivity, technology and development cooperation. The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Dr. Shashi Tharoor met U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance in Washington, D.C. last night. They had comprehensive discussions covering a wide array of critical issues, from counter-terrorism efforts to enhancing technological cooperation. In a social media post, Mr. Tharoor termed the discussions as constructive and productive for strengthening India-U.S. strategic partnership. The delegation also met prominent members of the Indian diaspora in the U.S. and spoke about India's resolute and united stand against terrorism and the new normal created by India through Operation Sindoor. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has suspended Bengaluru Police Commissioner B. Dayanand and several other senior police officials in connection with the stampede outside the Chinnaswamy Stadium in the state capital that killed 11 people. He ordered the arrest of representatives of the RCB team, event management firm DNA Entertainment and Karnataka State Cricket Association. An FIR has been registered against them under various charges, including culpable homicide, not amounting to murder. Speaking to reporters after a cabinet meeting, the chief minister also announced a one-man judicial probe headed by Justice Michael Tikuna, a retired High Court judge of Karnataka. The commission will submit its report within 30 days. Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Donald Trump held talks over phone to resolve their differences over their tit-for-tat tariffs yesterday. They agreed to have more talks between their trade representatives to resolve the trade standoff. During the talks, Xi also asked Trump to handle the Taiwan issue prudently, as the two sides held the conversation with Trump at the latter's request. In chess, D. Gukesh continues to etch his name into the history, securing his fourth classical victory at the 2025 Norway Chess Tournament. In a thrilling round 9 encounter, the youngest ever chess world champion defeated China's Wei Yi, climbing to 14.5 points and narrowing the gap between him and tournament leader Magnus Carlsen to just half a point. The world number one Carlsen is in sole lead after winning his match against Fabiano Caruana. And that is the end of this news bulletin.